everyone. This is Sienna.
And this is Toast.
And what you are about to hear is an episode from The Vault.
Okay, so we started this podcast way back in 2006, but for these Vault episodes, we're going to go back as far as 2007.
And just a heads up, back then we did music full time, and we called our music duo McKenna, so you'll hear reference to that. You'll also hear us refer to the podcast as Girl Meets Girl, which is what we called it back then. But what you'll find comfort in is that the theme song is the same, which is from a song we wrote and recorded called Good Enough.
And final heads up, this is not a trigger warning per se, but we do think it's important to just acknowledge that so much can change in 10 to 14 years socially and politically. So just be aware that in the Vault episode you're about to hear, you know, that may or may not be evident. I don't know. We'll see.
So now here is your key to
the vault. And this key leads to an episode that first posted way back on May 16th, 2007.
It's the all-new McKennaMusic.com podcast. This is Girl Meets Girl. Specific music info is still going strong at McKenna Music. That's M-A-K-E-N-A music.com. But what you're listening to is their new podcast with its own dedicated website. This is Girl Meets Girl on the web at girlmeetsgirlpodcast.com.
Welcome to Girl Meets Girl podcast number 13. This is the gay edition.
Dykes are from Mars.
And femmes are from Venus.
And we'll tell you all about that later in the show.
Hey, this is Toast.
This is Sienna.
And thanks for listening. All right. Well, in this episode, yes, the feature topic is just incredibly fascinating dynamics in relationships. Using ours as an example. And please feel free to email in and call in your, or record in your comments on that. Speaking of that, we did just put up an audio comment box on our podcast site. And the podcast site is girlmeetsgirlpodcast.com. And you can actually leave us a voicemail right on that site through the microphone on your computer. So please test it out. Right now, I think I'm the only one with a comment there. So.
Are you serious?
Yeah, just saying, hey, everybody, leave a comment. I think so. I just put it up. Right.
And well, also, I think I should call in too.
Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. Try it. And then the other thing, just a housekeeping announcement. Apologies for last week. I know we published it as a different audio file just to keep within our storage limit. So not all of you were able to play it on your MP3 players, I think. But from now on, it should be good because I did more research and we're going to downgrade the sound quality of our podcast. It's going to be in mono now, not stereo, and it's sampled at a lower bit rate. So the sound quality will be a little less, but it shouldn't be too bad. And we're going to, again, start publishing them as MP3s. So,
and if it's horrible, just tell us.
Yeah, let us
tell
know.
Us.
Let us know what you think. I think it's going to be fine, no?
Okay.
But let us know. Okay. Oh, and this is where I make my announcement, huh?
Yes.
Okay. So, being that we don't have a devil's advocate on this show most of the time, although today we might because we're talking about relationships.
Dun, dun, dun.
Watch out. So, last week... you know, I wasn't really forced to clarify my position about Jawan music and remakes and all that stuff. And although we didn't receive any threats or any really negative backlash about it, I did want to clarify. I griped about too many remakes in Hawaiian music and stuff like that, or in island style music, I should say. But I don't think it was clear. And so I want to make it clear now that the real reason that I have gotten so upset in the past about that is that I feel that remakes, in a way, if there's too many of them, if there's too many covers and that's all that comes out is covers and covers of other songs, it kind of feels like you're getting the leftovers. And because I love Hawaii so much and I do think it's such a unique place, I felt like, you know, it deserves more than leftovers. So that was a big feeling. Can you play devil's advocate, Sienna, and tell me?
I don't understand what you mean by leftovers. And clarify cover how that's songs. Different from how we do covers. Because we do covers, but I know you don't mean how we right. do it, because you wouldn't be talking bad about us. Not that you're talking bad.
Well, no. I think, well, in a way, it can be argued that, yeah, we do covers in the same way. I mean, a cover is a cover, you know, but we also write our own stuff. Mm-hmm. So I feel good about that. I feel like we have a creative outlet in that and originality. But when I mean left, I say it feels like leftovers only because of the incredible prevalence of covers and remakes in the island music scene.
Mm.
You know, it's not that there's just, oh, here and there, a few. There was a lot.
Right.
More than half of all the songs that you heard on the radio or...
in Hawaii?
Yeah, there were covers, you know, so that's all.
Okay.
And does that make sense? Did I get it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever.
All right. I just got to relax. Let me just sit back. Yeah,
can you
okay,
relax?
I'm gonna go smoke a cigarette over here.
Okay.
Let me drink my tea. My herbal tea.
Anyways, while Toast drinks her... actually, you should be drinking some chamomile, huh? Mm-hmm. Are you drinking black tea? Uh-oh, she's getting caffeinated. Anyways, we would love to send a great big mahalo and thank you to 808 Talk for their recent Mele episode, which featured McKenna.
Thanks, V. Brown.
V. Brown is the, the creator of 808 Talk. You can check out his podcast. It's a very, very popular, probably one of the top Hawaii podcasts, I believe. But the website is 808talk.com.
Yeah, 808, the number is 808.
Which is Hawaii's area code.
One and only area code.
But check it out. He did such a wonderful job of helping us promote our concert. We were in touch with V. Brown when we first started doing podcasts, I believe. And we've been in touch just, you know, here and there. And we thought, you know, let's contact him and see if he can help us promote the heck out of our June 2nd performance at the Embassy Suites Waikiki Beach Walk. And he rose to the occasion and he just slammed out of an episode. So thank you so much, V. Brown, for that. And thanks to all of you for all your emails. We get like the best emails, I swear. We're so, so lucky. It's such a delight to read them and they're just great. We're so happy that we have some very interesting and wonderful people out there listening to the podcast. So thanks to all of you who send in your thoughts and all of your emails, especially to Amanda. We will be talking more about Amanda, who is going to be starting her own podcast. So we'll talk more about that as we learn more about it. Also, thank you to Martina from Germany, our friend from Germany, and so many more. And a lot of people did enter the dessert. Tell us your favorite dessert contest and why. And it's been so entertaining and fun that we're going to keep it actually open for one more week, I think. But we'll get to more details about the contest. But we also want to thank Dale. Dale just needs to be, he just needs to be part of, Dale needs to have his own segment.
It's we time go, for the Dale segment.
Yes, we go from listener mail to now the Dale segment of the podcast. But he is just hilarious. His last email to us was just funny. It was so funny. I was just laughing. But why don't you've been so quiet over there.
I'm trying to chill.
Why don't you share with them a little bit of what he wrote?
Well, Dale is commenting about my going off about about people touching musical instruments without permission, just helping themselves. Oh, what's this? You know, what kind of guitar is this? And so he made a comment in his email. He said something about oh yeah, you know, he understands and mm-hmm. he feels the same way. And then he wrote about the guitars. He said, well, wreck those and you two suddenly become an a cappella duo and Kumin ends up eating food from 99 cent only. So we really like that.
Why was that so? That was just, well,
you know what?
Funny.
It's probably funny too because
we know 99 cent store.
We know, for those of you who may not know, there is a store out in the West Coast and it might be all over the United States. I don't know. They don't have them in Hawaii, but everything in there is 99 cents.
Yeah.
And we used to shop there and we still do sometimes.
We don't go to the 99 cent
we go,
store.
Oh yeah, we go to
We've
another.
We moved up to the Dollar Tree. Now we're our
we pay one cent more.
We can afford the penny more because times have changed for us. We're doing so much better. We can do the Dollar Tree now. But no really.
No, but seriously, Dale.
This was like this was probably maybe 2 years into doing music. So I guess about 3 years ago, we were still eating meat. We weren't vegetarians then. And we had like a pretty tough year. And part of our weekly errands was it was going to the 99 cent store, not the Dollar Tree,
literally.
The 99 cent store. And we're just so grateful. That I guess that's why that email is funny, because we totally know what he's talking about. And not to knock the 99 cent store. It's good for a lot of things, but probably... You know, you don't want to be.
Well, remember how the pet food?
Oh, the pet food was horrendous. Oh my God.
We could smell the difference when we opened the can. Yeah. We're like, oh,
it's
man.
Very, it's quite
this
frightening.
This smells dead.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
All pet food is dead. But but this smelled like rotten dead.
So, but anyways, I know we say this a lot, but we truly, truly are grateful because we've stuck with this music thing through thick and thin, and we've just come such a long way. And now when we go to the Dollar Tree, you know, we're not buying food from that place, although right. I guess you could, yeah. But we buy greeting cards. It's a good place to buy your gift bags if you're giving a gift, right. Your greeting cards. Mm-hmm. Because seriously, okay, I do not want to spend. The card prices are just outrageous these days, don't you think?
Yeah,
it's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Yeah. When we were buying Mother's Day cards and things like that, it was like, you know, $4.99 for a card. Mm-hmm. To me, that's a lot. $5 for a card.
I think that's a lot.
You know?
Yeah.
So, anyways. So you can just get really nice cards for at a good price. And what else can you get from there? It's a good place to go get stuff.
Q-tips.
Your
cotton balls.
Cotton balls. If you use those. Mm-hmm.
Batteries.
Batteries.
However, in the future, I want to move
rechargeable.
Over to rechargeable.
We
batteries.
Had that, but remember when I put the non-rechargeable batteries in there and they exploded?
Well,
remember?
That's because they're non-rechargeable batteries.
Boy. It's quite scary.
Yeah, and when you recharge batteries, make sure they are the rechargeable type.
Make sure.
Make sure. Make sure it's the right one.
Okay. Please forgive us. We've had just this crazy long day.
We did so good.
We did really good today. We had like errands Tuesday.
You spent
part
four
of Tuesday
hours doing errands.
It's errands marathon on Tuesday. And it's also, you know, we act like, okay,
that's
quality
our date.
Time.
Yeah, that's
so
our date.
Anyways, we just make do. And thank you also to everyone who voted for us so far in May. We have
on Podcast Alley, we have eight votes
eight
so
votes.
Far in May.
Yay. So,
and it's only the middle of May. So
it's
that's
only the middle
pretty
of May.
Good.
So
yeah.
Come on.
So all of you who voted for us, thank you so much. And for those of you who didn't, thank you in advance because we know
right after this you're gonna vote.
You're gonna go to girlmeetsgirlpodcast.com and click on vote
and vote.
Just vote.
And vote and vote. Okay. Contest update.
All right, so what we are getting ready to give away in the next episode is a women's medium-sized t-shirt. It's black. It has a cap sleeve style. I'm learning my fashion as we go. And this is a Humanitaire brand t-shirt. And Humanitaire, whose website is shophumanitaire.com, stands for cruelty-free clothing. All of their clothing is non-sweatshop, and it's also kind to animals, so there's no all of their products are basically vegetarian. So no leather, no fur, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So anyways.
So that's the prize.
And all you have to do to enter is email us your favorite dessert and why to mail@girlmeetsgirlpodcast.com. And the entries have been hilarious and just sounding so yummy. And also a shout out to Kimo, who had, he was our first entry for the dessert, for this contest. But hey, you said you were going to attach something and you didn't. He didn't, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So try so again because we want to hear your music.
Yeah.
Thanks. Also, okay, I guess that's it for the contest. So we're going to keep it running for one more week.
One more episode, yeah.
And enter. It's
and if,
fun.
If you want to see a picture of the shirt, just check the show notes for episode number 12, which was last episode. Okay. So now it's time for our musician's tip. So this is the musician's corner.
Okay, man, oh man, oh man. Okay, we recently did two gigs for the same venue,
which shall remain unnamed.
Unnamed, okay. However, from in setting up the gig and in going down for the meet and greet and just to check out the venue and all of that, every intuitive part of ourselves had said, I don't think so. I don't think so. So anyways, the way spirit works is just wonderful. You know, spirit just keeps helping us along. And as we, you know, got ready for the gig and went down for the first gig, like spirit was going, no, I don't think so. I don't think so. So spirit got louder and louder.
First it whispers, yeah.
And if you pay attention and listen, you know, your life can be pretty smooth. And then if you decide, yeah, maybe that wasn't spirit, then...
Or I'm just gonna do it anyway. Because I need to do it.
Right.
I really want to. I need to, because what else am I going to do?
Right.
You feel desperate or whatever.
And then sometimes when there's money attached to it, you know,
yeah,
that kind of gets a little bit, it kind of gets in the way of what, is that spirit talking or is it not spirit?
Right.
Because if someone's ready to hand you, you know, a bunch
and
of cash.
And you have bills to pay.
Yeah, you're kind of like, okay, well, yes, we'll be there. Mm-hmm. So anyways, our tip is just to listen to your gut. Listen to your intuition because you know it. You feel it.
And I'm, well.
Go ahead.
Sienna is my intuitive coach. She's my intuition coach.
I'm not.
Because I grew up and I still have come from the side of more logical, linear, scientific, I need evidence kind of mindset, which we'll touch on more in the feature today. Dykes are from Mars, femmes are from Venus.
Yes.
But I think I've gotten better, but I do subscribe to the idea that everybody has intuition. Everybody has that connection to universal mind or the great mystery or divine spirit, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it feels like, huh, is that really that or is that just me? Or,
right. Yeah, that's totally true.
But I guess it's really one and the same, right? It's just a continuum. Like
yeah.
We each are a part of that great mystery.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I think like a big clue is how do you just feel about it? You know,
don't even think about it and
yeah,
where
don't
it's coming
analyze
from,
it.
Right?
Yeah, just like how do you like, are you excited to do the gig? Like, do you feel good about it? Did it feel good meeting the person? How did it feel? You know, and you and I can answer about, you know, all the steps in taking those gigs. And it was, every step was kind of like, yeah. So anyways, I was going to say, we're just grateful. And it just sounds so like sappy already. Because I keep saying that.
Oh.
Okay, never mind then.
Okay, no, we're not grateful.
But yes, to listen to your gut feelings.
I'll say it.
Okay, you say
we are
it.
I am grateful. I'm grateful for the experience of it and the fact that, okay, now we have that experience under our belt. We can say, you know, remember that time. Okay, well, and it already has helped us.
A lot,
remember?
Yeah.
I brought it up with Sienna earlier today and I said, okay, well, taking into consideration the recent experience that we've had, how do you feel about this upcoming possibility of another gig.
And we're not going to do it.
And I told her, well, this is how I feel because, you know, we just came out of this quote unquote bad experience. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to go through that again. And I really think that we're being steered in a different direction. So let's just drop this other thing. Mm-hmm. So.
And it's great. Yeah,
that's good.
It's great to feel like, to not feel stuck. And to not feel like, okay, I have to do this.
Right, like I'm up against a wall and
yeah,
I need to do
like,
it.
I need to do this.
That's all I have.
Right, whatever. Yeah. It feels so good to just go, you know what? I don't think so. And I think there's a better place for me. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's a better place for what we do. And so that. And I think we've grown so much. Like from back when we were Skylar Blue, I think we would have endured it.
Yeah.
And we might have mm-hmm. found ourselves at this place weekly, right. You know. Probably it could have been offered to us weekly and
right,
just do
right.
it and
right.
feel yucky, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So anyways, I'm so proud of us. Okay. All right. So is that the tip? The tip?
I think that's
listen
a big
to your
tip.
Gut feelings.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath a lot of times because I think we're so unaware of when we're breathing and when we're not breathing.
Because we're always trying to do and do and do
yeah,
and get the next
it's like,
thing
oh
done.
My God, if you just check in with your body, like you'll feel how like your shoulders are in your ears and like you're just right. tense.
Right.
But you know, if you just like just stop to take a deep breath, check in with your body and see how am I feeling? Mm-hmm. You know, and just get grounded and just let it out and do the next thing.
Amen, sister.
Okay. So that's that. That's our tip.
It's a very metaphysical tip this mm-hmm. week.
It's a good one, too.
You need that.
I think that's
yeah.
a good
tip. It's not said enough.
It's not.
Everybody's talking about how to get to the next level,
right.
how to get the gig,
right.
how to, you know, not what about peace of mind?
Right.
What about having a
and how you feel just,
a sense of
yeah.
fulfillment and
how
pride
you feel
in yourself
about it. And yes. just a win-win,
yes.
a win-win situation.
Yes. Amen.
Respect.
Amen.
Basic human respect.
You're a creature, girl.
Okay.
All right. Well, of course, the big, 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 big thing coming up on our calendar is our mini tour to Hawaii. And Saturday, June 2nd in Waikiki at the Embassy Suites, the brand new hotel on Waikiki Beach Walk. So if you are in Hawaii, especially if you're on the island of Oahu, please come and see us and we would love to meet you in person and talk
mm-hmm.
story.
Yeah. And in fact, if you are going to be in on Oahu or you live there, send us your mailing address and we would be happy to mail a postcard out to you. Mm. Or you can send us your email address and we can email you the postcard. We just picked them up last night. So we have them available and it has all the information on it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just let us know where we can send it. And if you're in a position where... say you work in Hawaii and you can leave some postcards out or you want to pass them out, let us know and we'd be so happy for your help and we'll send a bunch out to you. So
this is a grassroots effort.
Let us know. Yes.
Yeah. Alrighty. And we're really excited because we are trying and scheming and planning how we can do a series of podcast episodes during the Hawaii tour.
Mm-hmm.
And... we're going to take our
we're
little laptop.
Yeah, we are.
Right? Mm-hmm. And I would love to be able to do one, just a small one, every day.
Here we go.
Here we go, people. Oh, my God. Okay,
I'm having Olivia flashbacks.
Okay, maybe...
Tulsa's just like cracking the whip at
every
me.
Every other day.
Like, okay.
Okay, well, we'll do them as often as Sienna would like. But seriously, we're totally looking forward.
Right,
we are looking forward to doing a Hawaii
we
tour
are.
Episode, a series of them.
In fact, we're trying to scheme how we can even record the whole concert there and somehow have it available to all of you who couldn't be there. Yeah, so
okay.
We're so excited about that. Okay, on to comments from Kumin's Cat Corner. All right, we want to say a special thank you to Doug at Stella and Chewy's because they recently found out that we had promoted them on our podcast, and they sent us a box of Stella and Chewy's freeze-dried raw food formula for cats. So, and that's the thing that we were promoting and talking a lot about. So thank you, Stella and Chewy's. And they sent that to us for the listeners.
So it's for all of you with cats who are interested in trying the food out.
Yeah. So we're gonna see how to, I guess maybe we'll have another contest coming up.
Yeah.
But we definitely have saved a bag for Martina. Martina is our friend from Germany who has cats of her own, Chill and Missy. So Martina, we're going to send that out to you. And we also want to thank you for your donation to Concerts for Cats. Martina recently made a donation to our effort for the cats. And we definitely could use it because we have some things scheming. So we will let you know about that very soon. Actually, not that soon. Probably when we come back from Hawaii. Because we have a big project going on with the cat situation, so we'll let you all in on that soon. But in the meantime, please visit us at concertsforcats.com for the number 4 and email your pictures of your feline friends to friends@concertsforcats.com. And we'll put your pictures up. You can even, if you have a dog, you can put your dog up, send your...
We're
some
not discriminating,
dogs.
Huh?
No.
Okay.
We have a few dogs on there.
Okay. We're not judging against dogs.
No.
Judging against dogs.
Nope.
Okay, so before we head into our feature topic, this episode of Dykes Are From Mars, Femmes Are From Venus, we wanted to share with you a song that we recorded 5 years ago.
The song is actually from a project called The Living Room Sessions under our former name, Skylar Blue, and that whole CD was actually recorded completely live in our living room. So it's really a kind of project, isn't it?
A scruffy one.
Yeah, very, very scruffy and raw.
Because we only knew
scruffy,
each other for a few months.
Raw,
we'd only
no sweetening. We didn't even know what the heck we were doing.
Yeah, we didn't know what the heck we were doing. We just pressed record and just went for it.
Seriously, so... So enjoy.
I wanna talk about you. So do you got all night? The wonder work of you, babe. I wanna analyze, but it's all that I can do to be without.
Embarrassing.
Oh, what?
closet.
Yeah, so good. It wasn't.
Boy, how was we've it? Changed, that's just how it is, man.
Just put it out there. Hey, people right. are going to say what they're going to say. Just, right?
Okay. So anyways, so as we were talking about earlier, the topic is of this podcast is dykes are from Mars and femmes are from Venus. And this is oh so true, people.
For us, anyway. In most of the departments, but in some others, we cross over.
Right. Like, I visit Mars.
Yeah.
You visit Venus.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's get down to this here.
Okay.
So just overview, right? The typically masculine characteristics would be things like thinking in a linear way, right? Supposedly logical way. Sense of really focused, almost tunnel vision, like goal, object oriented, working towards championing and capturing something. And more thinking and less feeling. And a sense of independence. Let each person deal with themselves, deal with whatever issues they have within themselves. And, right? Sienna's just like, oh. Okay, Here we go.
And now the typically feminine characteristics would be more holistic, nonlinear, taking into account like bird's eye view, you know, the whole picture. People, relationship oriented. A let's talk about it attitude, a feeling attitude, feeling focus.
So.
And that is pretty much me.
This has really been a big part of our getting to know each other in our relationship over the years.
Yes.
Over the past 4 and 5 years that we've even just known each other, I think. And honestly, I mean, there have been times where it's gotten really heated and scary and contentious. Yeah. And I think a lot of it is because of this, because we always...
No weapons came out.
no weapons and no name calling and not like that. But
just, we don't fight like... You know, we're not like...
Yeah, the cops don't need to come or anything. Okay. Thank God. You know, but there have definitely been times where it's just felt so frustrating because...
Like frustrating, like you want to pull your... You're pulling your hair out.
Because we don't get each other. Right. We don't... Like, how can you think like that?
Right.
Or how can you feel that way?
Right. Right?
The other person. And this whole Mars-Venus thing... I mean, we say it as a joke, but literally, one time, I actually went to the library mm-hmm. and I borrowed some tapes by John Gray.
They actually had them in cassette tape, and we actually, yeah. at that time, had a cassette tape player in the kitchen. Remember you were playing it?
Okay, yeah. This was years ago, but I needed some help. I wanted to know, like, how can I help our relationship? So I borrowed these tapes. And it was a revelation to me to hear what Mr. Gray had to say about a lot of things.
It was, wasn't it? Weren't you like, wow.
It was, really? And I really identified with it. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? That's exactly how I feel. And that must be how Sienna feels because that's what she says. And, you know, he's describing a situation. I was like, oh my God, that's us. We're lesbians, but that's us.
And it was like magic because after these tapes came into the home...
And Toast listened to them.
And Toast listened. And I didn't know, you know, what was going on because, right. you know, she's just in the kitchen doing, you know, maybe she's washing the dishes and she's listening to something, but it's not an uncommon sight. Like she listens to, you know,
I listen
different
to a lot of
podcasts and CD
thing.
Yeah.
Things
just,
like
you know, she does those things. So I was just like, okay, whatever. But it had an effect. A really positive one. And I was like, who are you? You are like this wonderful version
of yourself.
Of yourself. Like this really like, you're like a dream person. you're being so like nice to me. and listening to what I have to say and just, it was really amazing.
Now,
toast go.
It didn't last.
It didn't last.
It didn't take the first time, right? I mean, it lasted for a few days, mm-hmm. and then things blew up.
It was a great week. It was a great week.
Maybe because it was in such stark contrast to what had gone just previously before.
Yeah.
But over the past, I would say over the past 6 months to a year, I feel like we've gotten slowly, like, gotten the hang of it. Better and better. I mean, we have a lot to work still, of mm-hmm. course, but it's gotten better. Like we'll have times of, okay, it's really nice, we're all getting along, mm-hmm. and then we'll have a flare up or a fight.
Mm-hmm.
But those fights have been less frequent,
mm-hmm. yeah. and less severe, I think.
Yeah, we know how to deal with it and recover better.
Right, we know how to recover from the the arguments. So yeah, I think that's been
great. So in the past, a lot of times it would get so monotonous because the fight would be about the same time mm-hmm. over and over. And a lot of times, now we laugh. But what would keep repeating, we noticed, was that we would be having a fight about a certain issue, something in what we would see as the outside world was not how we liked it. I don't know. Can you think of an example?
Take out the trash.
Okay. It was hardly ever that, but we'll just use that as an example. And then, so that being the example, then I would be like, oh, well, that's what's upsetting you. Like, that's what the problem is. Well, I'm going to solve it. Goal-oriented, right? Object-oriented. I'm going to solve this problem. I'm going to fix it. Watch me. I'm going to take out the trash. So it's a problem solved, right?
Nope.
Things are
because
done.
Because for me...
So now, Sienna, well, you should be fine, right? Because
no.
The thing that was upsetting is taken care of, right?
No. I'm here to say no.
And I would be like, what are you talking about? That's what...
The freaking trash is taken out.
Right.
No.
But
I would be like, well, why was the trash even there? Like, how could you even just let it be there when we've agreed that... Okay, no, it gets taken out when it's full. And now when it's this huge mound and it's spilling over, it's beyond, it just should have been taken out. So how could you even let that happen? Do you not care about
right.
our relationship
right.
and our home and right. having a nice, neat home? Yeah, and is work more important than just keeping like a nice energy and vibe about the place?
And I would
say... And are you just doing it to just get on my last nerve?
And I would say, well, I'm sorry. You know, I don't like the trash being out, being messy too. But yeah, I was focused on work. So I'm sorry that I let it get to that point. Yes, I do usually take it out. But, you know, when you brought it up, I took it out. So this discussion should be over, right?
No, because I didn't even want to have to bring it up.
Right, because it's about how you feel.
Yeah,
about
I'm feeling like, and I'm seeing it, and I'm seeing it getting higher, and I'm thinking, well, I can just do it. I should just do it. But I would feel like, well, if I start to do it, then I'm showing Toast that, okay, if you don't do what you say you're going to do, I'll do it anyways. So really, you don't have to say what. You don't have to do what you say you're going to do. Because I'll do it. So I don't want to send that message.
Right.
You know?
And it would just get so... It would start to
crazy.
Feel ridiculous.
It's really...
right? I mean, there were literally many times where personally I, with my focus being on the object or the goal or whatever the supposed problem was, in the outside world, I'd be like, well, it's fixed. So
why so are shut we- up, Sienna.
So I would feel like, so why are we even still talking about it?
Right.
This is literally ridiculous. I feel like this is like, what's the purpose of it?
Right.
You know,
you
which only would upset Sienna more.
Right. Because I'm still in the feeling. I'm still like, wow, how could that, you know, what's going on here? And, you know, we don't have the same values. And, you know, for me, I don't just get better in an instant.
And I was more focus and being very stubborn and hanging on to my perspective of like, but you don't need to feel that way anymore.
Yes. Yeah, stop feeling like you're choosing to feel that way.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Well, I'm getting worked up just talking about it. But
so
over the past months and more and more than months, I think, I've seen the value of stepping outside of my point of view of things and being like, you know, that's not the only way to see it. And you're seeing it that way, Toast. That's not helping things. You know?
Yeah.
That's not showing that you really do care about Sienna. That's not really showing that you care. So I really tried to drop the, well, what's the problem and let's fix it.
Yeah.
And take up more the, well, the problem could be that Sienna doesn't feel understood, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, because I think for women,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
femmes.
Us. And us, or
code word for
no.
Because I'm a woman,
yeah,
too.
No, I know, but then.
But yeah, I know what you mean.
No, actually, I was going to say women, like truly you as a woman, not as a femme.
Oh, okay.
Like just as us as women,
okay.
A lesbian relationship.
Okay.
I think, you know, unfortunately, there are other factors as PMS.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is a true
thing
that messes with your hormones.
That's
and
true.
So, you know, I started realizing that, okay, you know, I get pretty snippy around my PMS time. We started seeing like, okay, we have this one blasted fight every single month. This one like huge, gigantic blow up.
It's the monthly fight.
Yeah, the monthly fight. And it would happen when I'm PMSing because I just have no patience. I'm extra stubborn, more stubborn than I am. And just one thing that's even slightly askew, I'm just like, I'm so upset. Mm. So we started also seeing that, okay, we have this one blasted fight and it's always PMS time. So so that too, I think that's been something like, okay, so around this time, you know,
we just make an extra effort to be aware of it
and for me to be aware of it. And I think like for myself, I don't know if you notice this, but Toast, but I don't know if they think I'm talking to them, but anyways, so like I've been saying when I'm starting to feel like, uh-oh, I've had enough,
yeah.
I'm starting to feel really grouchy,
right
for whatever reason, I have no clue, but I'll just say, you know what, okay, I think that's it,
right?
I think I'm so done with this topic, and
yeah.
So can we like wrap it up, because I'm getting really done with this topic.
Yeah.
So I'll start to say that before I get upset.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps a lot too, because we just function so differently. Like Toast can talk; she's comfortable talking about work 24/7. She's comfortable with it. She's not like, oh, it's work. Where for me, I'm like, oh, work. But I definitely value work and get into, you know, I can be really focused and get a lot of things done. And you know, if certain things aren't getting done, I can be right there going, okay, you know what? This, we need to do this today.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, you know, 24/7, not really. I'm not that type.
Mm.
But because as a femme and being from Venus, I need more girly maintenance, like more maintenance.
Like emotional time and attention.
Yes, like just a little.
Not in a spoiled way, but.
No.
But just time, like, right?
Yeah, not like, you know, it's not like whatever comes out, whenever you talk to me, it's about work.
Right.
You know, it can be like instead of, okay, what are we going to do? Did we decide? Are we going to send an actual press kit? Or are we just going to send an electronic press kit? Like, blah, 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 blah. Instead of, right. And then all day you're talking to me in that language, right?
Right.
But I like once in a while, like, so what are we going to do for dinner?
Mm-hmm.
should we go pick up food from this place, or should we do this? And what do you want to do? Do you want to rent a movie?
Right.
Or how about we sit and watch whatever?
Mm-hmm. How about I give you a massage?
Yes, that's my favorite one of all.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I think as a femme from Venus, I need those things, and I appreciate those things, and those things help me feel nurtured and a sense of balance with my life, that more holistic, whole people person kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. Whereas Toast, you know, she can talk that 24/7 work stuff because she is more in that masculine of focus of getting things done, goals, and
accomplishing
something. Yeah, and if she's 24/7, she's accomplishing more and more and more. So I can see how that, you know, how that would work for you. And I know, too, like it helps for me to go to Toast and say, wow.
Laughing. I don't even know what you're going to say, but I think I know. So let's
see. Wow, Toast, thank you so much for doing all of this for us, for our family. Like, she needs to hear the girl, like the girl saying to the, masculine girl from Venus, from Mars. I don't know.
But that's what, like, John Gray says.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much, provider, you know.
Right.
Thank you, provider, for thinking of our family, of me and Kumin, and getting us that gig, sending that, like, she needs to hear that. And
that sense of recognition, like, I recognize what you have worked to
do. You're so valuable to us, and we couldn't live without you, like that, right? No, really, right? I mean,
right? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Let's just say that that's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but it does. It helps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
So that stuff. And,
but it's really, you know, it's really helped me to open my mind up and realize that, okay, yeah, you know, there's more ways of seeing the world than just in a, what's the logical thing? And what makes sense? Where's the evidence of this and the data? And that, okay, feelings such as intuition or gut feelings, you know, it matters. That's a part of the world too. That's a real thing.
And it's so hilarious because when Toast and I met, like, even though we had the same viewpoint on music as a journey, a life journey and path, we couldn't have been more different in our, I mean, we were more severe in me being from Venus and Toast being from Mars. Like, we were more severe than how we've sort of come together and sort of merged in each other's planets and things like that. But we were so severe. Like, Toast was so linear and so logical and so needing the evidence. And I was so way off on Intuition Island and just, like, you know, immersed in all of that metaphysics and feeling and, you know, meditation in a way where I wasn't balanced and Toast wasn't balanced.
Right.
But we came together, learned a lot from each other, and I think we're now moving more towards really sharing each of our strengths in those ways.
Recognizing what the other's strength is as a strength instead of as a weakness, I think. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so and it's been...
That's why we have less fights.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes. Let's see. What else? Should we talk about tone?
Yeah, let's talk about tone, just really quick. This will be fun.
You know, this is so hilarious. Okay, so to all of you out there, what is tone?
Don't talk to me in that tone of voice, like that, right?
Right, yeah, tone.
But that's apparent to a child.
Right. I mean, we've never said that.
We've never said that to each other. But
it's like, it's how you, like, what comes out of me is, Toast, it's how you said it. It's your tone, how you said that. It's not what you said, it's how you said it.
All I said was, I can't even think of an example now. I said, I'm going to do it, so it's okay. I said I'm going to do it, but it's how you
said it. But I'm like, it's how you said it, it's your tone. Yeah. So,
and I'm like, what? What do you mean?
We have argued many a time about this T word.
Yeah.
Not Toast, tone.
Tone.
And at one point, it was so hilarious because we even resorted to emailing each other even though we lived in the same house.
Yeah.
Because
when we talked face to face, it would make it worse.
Yeah. It Yeah. But in an email, it's a little more detached in the sense that the reader is just reading words.
And there's no tone.
There's no tone to it unless you really like try to tune in and infer or sense it. But, you know, you're really just getting the information. Mm-hmm. And so for a while, we were emailing each other and that was working.
It helped.
But it wasn't convenient.
It helped.
So anyways, but you all can, if you have some information on tone, please let us know what you think.
And I think also too, when you're emailing or when you're writing something out, you're forced to be more aware, maybe more conscious of what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Whereas when you're talking, you just blah, 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 it just mm-hmm. can come out and it can sound and have a tone that you didn't consciously